Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John chapter 3. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
I would say that I just read an email about what the text for today was to be. So I'm actually going to read from Isaiah chapter 6 about Isaiah's vision of the Lord as we prepare for our message today. Isaiah writes, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, 'Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.' Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for.'" Isaiah's reaction is realization of something as unclean as sinful human beings cannot be in contact with the true holy God. In the presence of an almighty and holy God, Isaiah is well aware of his sinfulness, and his reaction and recognition of his position is one that we pay close attention to and ponder our own place before our holy God. For God had every right to destroy Isaiah in that place and in that time, as he had the power and right to destroy the people of unclean lips of whom Isaiah found himself around and would be called to prophesy. In the place and his recording of his vision, Isaiah speaks truth on two angles as we see God's character. For one, our holy God is separate from his creation. As sin had corrupted it, our holy God sets an opportunity to where he is in judgment over sin
And he looks down upon his creation and yet sends a Savior. As we take a moment to ponder that holiness, it is a heavy thing. A heavy thing that is too often lost in our world of convenience, of selfishness, and debauchery. And it is into that lost world just where Isaiah would be invited into a difficult vocation. That was to be the prophet to the people of Judah. A people coming out of years of prosperity, but yet would not remember and give thanks to the God who had provided their peace and security. Isaiah would be called to call people back from sliding into fear or using their own devices to provide safety and protection that only their holy God, their true Redeemer, could provide. Isaiah would be called to bring a tough message of condemnation and calls to repentance to people who are so often unwilling to listen. In Isaiah's act of confession today, we also see of God's character and his patience and mercy. As God is set apart in holiness, the mystery is that he acts in love towards his creation and his people in order that they might live under his reign of grace and forgiveness. For the holy God must destroy sin. He hates sin. He hates what it does to his people, the people he deeply loves. But yet God did not destroy Isaiah, but rather he removed his guilt and atoned for his sin. God did not immediately destroy those who reject his gracious rule and protection, but rather he would save a remnant along with Isaiah. He would save his people who would hear his words and repent in order that they might trust in him in all things, as well as we trust in him for salvation and trust in him to receive the good gifts only he gives. Because of his holiness, he provided a way to destroy sin and make sinful humanity holy. Isaiah's lips were made clean by the cleansing of a hot burning coal taken from the altar in the temple. God bore the responsibility and the action to make Isaiah holy and provided his spirit to strengthen him in his call to bring God's message of repentance and to trust in him. For God would preserve a remnant that would hear his message and respond in faith. And through that remnant, he would preserve his promise to send a holy king, greater than David, greater than Uzziah, greater than any earthly kingdom had seen or would ever see. For God made the world holy through the death and resurrection of Jesus. In Christ, the holiness of God destroyed our sinfulness and uncleanliness. In Jesus, God included every human being when he declared the holy world holy because of Jesus. And all are invited to believe this good news and received his gift of forgiveness and righteousness. In baptism, we are made dead to sin and alive in Jesus and receive his love and holiness. And we make a joyful noise with song of praise as we come into his presence with thanksgiving. As in all generations of God's people, we mourn those who reject God's gifts and his solution to the problem of sin. We recognize that God wants all people to repent and receive forgiveness rather than to receive the judgment they deserve for their sin. And still today, our human lips are made clean by the word of God and faith in Jesus. These words declare that all the world is made holy and righteous because of Jesus. God has provided the only answer to the sin that takes on many forms and plagues our relationships and all of humanity. The writers of Hebrews puts it this way. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. People of God, made holy through the waters of baptism, when you are confronted by your sin, when you are weighed down by the sin of the world, may you be reminded of God's promises for you, his action of love and sacrifice for you at the cross, and the truth that you are loved and made holy. In the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the South Wisconsin District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for the missionaries, the Reverend Charles and Deborah St. Ange, who serve the Lord in Latin America. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.